Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer for the striving soul longing for stillness together. A prayer for the striving soul longing for stillness, written and read by Carrie Eichberger. Psalm 46:10 says, "He says, 'Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.'" I could hardly believe it. I dreamed of this moment every hour for 30 days straight since I committed to the big undertaking. Never had I written such a large presentation in my life, and it was finally finished. I relentlessly poured my heart and soul into crafting the perfect message in hopes of impacting lives. And when the task was complete, I tanked. I was more ready than ever to recharge and soak in some serious rest, but I couldn't. The struggle to stop and be still was so real. In a spiraling daze, I opened my iPhone to-do list to gladly check off the last line, only to find the next item glaring back at me, along with the temptation to take on just one more thing. Should I stop for a breath of stillness or steamroll ahead and continue on? I wonder, do you have a hard time slowing down too? Do you long for rest, peace, and stillness, but many times at the end of your race, you feel the urge to just keep running? Whether you're plowing through a work assignment, taking on a volunteer opportunity at the kids' school, offering helping hands to friends, picking up extra slack at church, or involved in another big house project, so often we commit to thing after thing that consumes us, undertakings that add stress to our striving souls and leave us longing for refreshment and rest. The unfortunate fact in the matter is, in the midst of our running, we begin to assume that we are the fuel for the fire that keeps us lit and moving. In which case, we might think if we stop, we'll never be able to restart, or the next thing won't get done, or the pressure of responsibility will become greater when we get behind. We think we can't afford to slow down. It's as if we become almost addicted to progress and forward motion, even when we're barely stumbling in an exhausted stupor while forging ahead. We kind of become out of control when we assume all the control. But you know, I think we're giving ourselves too much credit for the outcomes of our efforts. I know I certainly do. But this is when I need to remember where my strength has been coming from all along. Who actually allowed my tasks to come to completion? Who restores my strength in moments of intentional stillness? And who will allow successful execution of my next to-do? The Bible reminds us that God is the one who establishes our work, and that it is God who arms us with our strength. I want to encourage us both today, in our deep desire for stillness and rest, to remember who it is who helped you get to where you are, who got you through what you've done, and will guide you to and through exactly what He wills for you next, regardless of you. He has been and will always be exalted by the work of His hands, not ours. So friend, if you need rest, like I desperately do too, let's stop and be still together in God's powerful presence today. Place our lists and plans in His hands. Place our trust in Him. Release it all to Him. Praise Him for what He has done and what He will do and bring to completion again. Striving soul, remember today, you can be still because his plan will still prevail. Let's pray. Father God, with your never-ending love and goodness, you offer us so many opportunities in life to use our gifts and talents, blessings you have generously and graciously given. And it is in your mighty, sovereign strength alone that all our efforts are executed and made possible. However, many times we are guilty of taking too much credit, assuming control of our outcomes, and then struggling to slow down in our striving. Forgive us for not sufficiently stopping to acknowledge you as our true source of strength and power. We are thankful for the work and plans you place before us, but we can become consumed, tired, and long for refills of rest. Help us release to you whatever is behind us and all that is in front of us. Fortify our confidence that you will be exalted, that you will be lifted up, that your will be done. Help us to rest in these truths. Help us to truly rest with you. Help us rest in you. Lord, you are trustworthy, and we trust you. In your Son's powerful name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Yunus, host of the How to Study the Bible podcast, where every single week we join together to encounter God through His Word. You can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.